The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning,
business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining the show again this week. I was out of town last week, Raj, and I heard you had a good time.
We did have a good time. Hey, this is Roger Henderson. Sean was here, and Laura?
Laura Shipp.
Laura Shipp was here as well, and answering questions. And I learned some things.
Yeah.
Some things, I like to think of myself, I don't want to pat myself on the back, pretty knowledgeable in this kind of thing.
That's right.
And I learned that one of the things that business owners and also directors of nonprofits, you need to be careful about is using the company credit card for personal expenses, even if you're going to ultimately, claim that as your income.
Commingling.
Because funds. You end up piercing the corporate, what do they call
veil.
It? The corporate veil, which means suppose you set up your S corporation. One of the reasons you did so is if someone slips and falls, they can't sue you and take your house. Well, if you excessively use your company credit card for a lot of things, they'll say, okay, well, it's one and the same anyway. There goes the home.
Yeah, exactly right.
If you're not careful.
People don't realize that kind of stuff.
And I didn't even know that.
Laura is good because I tell people sometimes Laura walks on water when it comes to the IRS because she knows the ins and outs. She used to work for them.
Yeah.
And the best way to win a war is with traitors. So we're going to.
Great. Where do you learn this?
we're going to offer our clients something new this coming year, and that's audit insurance.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so that if they choose to take the audit insurance, even if they get an IRS notice, usually if a client gets an IRS notice and the IRS says you owe X number of dollars and we have to prove that they don't, because a lot of 40% of the time, the IRS notices are wrong, based on my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if a client has audit insurance, we just answer the IRS letter and rebut it, and we're done.
Now, does insurance cover the fees to represent them in the audit or the difference?
Same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it covers representing them in the audit. It covers, any IRS notices, because sometimes a notice gets sent out. They send it to us, and sometimes clients are under the misunderstanding that their tax return preparation fee includes IRS notices, and it doesn't, mm-hmm. because that's a separate project altogether that Laura and her department handles.
Okay.
So we'd rather clients take the audit insurance, and that way, and whatever they get during the year, they send it to us, and we take care of it for them.
Okay.
Bingo, because it could add up.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal. Simonick and Associates online. It's Simonick, SimonickOnic.net. And the phone number, very easy to remember, 904-928-1040. And you have clients all over the country. So if you're listening online, listening in the Carolinas over our powerful signal or down in South Florida, anywhere in the world, really, you can handle their situation for money.
We can do it. We even handle expatriates, meaning if someone lives overseas, we handle that for them.
Great.
So it's a good thing. Also, just if you haven't heard before, we're looking for a couple of good people. We were looking for a few good people, and we got one good people from the radio program several weeks ago, and we want to find two more good people who are accountants experienced in public accounting for the office. If you're experienced in public accounting or public tax, work for an accounting firm for at least 3 years, give us a call at 928-1040. Ask for Sean Simonick. Sean is the one who interviews. Also, you can send us a resume at www.simonick.net. That's the website. Connect on to Sean's email address, which is simonick@simonick.net, and you're in like Flynn. As long as Sean likes you.
All right.
If Sean likes you. Also, folks, don't forget, we have the app. I mean, I'm still getting clients, even though we advertised it to our clients, et cetera, and so on. I'm still getting clients who are saying, I didn't know you had an app. It's a free app. You can go to the app store and type in The Pocket CPA, T-H-E, Pocket CPA, and go ahead and download the app, and you can keep track of expenses. You can keep track of your mileage. You can find out what interest rates are. You can find out what gold and silver are doing. You can find a lot of different things. Roger and I are going about to go on the, what is it called, Roger?
We're
going to
do a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
With a training on how to use it. It's not complicated, but sometimes people need to see a visual.
Yeah.
Because they're visual learners, and how simple it is to use. And we're going to be posting that online. But in the meantime, go ahead and download the app. Start playing with it, because it could save you money when it's time to have your taxes done. And you don't necessarily have to use Simonick and Associates to do your taxes.
No.
If you want to, you can take the same information to your own accountant at CPA.
Right.
My question is, why would you? But you could do that.
Hey, man, why keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry? So today, Raj, I want us to talk about the different brackets or the different bills that have come out for the tax change.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Senate and the House both came out with different versions of the bill to address different issues, different ways in some cases the same way. So we wanted, because everybody hears the buzz about the new tax bill, they're not sure what it means and what it's all about. Now that they've come out with the bill itself, they've given us particulars which we really couldn't talk about before. We knew that they wanted to have three tax brackets instead of seven. We knew that, but we didn't know at what level they'd come in and whether or not they're going to extend the three to four, et cetera, and so on. So those kind of things, people aren't on the edge of their seats about and want to know what's going on. So today we're going to talk about what's going on in the new tax bill. There's a lot to it, Raj. And there are pros and cons. I'm keeping a spreadsheet on different clients that I'm reviewing during the year and how it'll affect them. The mom and pop clients, not the business clients, because the business clients is really involved with and we're doing projections for our business clients right now and advising them of the proposed tax law. So first thing is individual rates. Right now we have seven brackets, 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, 96. I mean, 39.6.
Well, wow. 96. Take all of your money.
97% is in Holland.
Okay.
In Holland, they have a 97% income tax. But you get free medical care.
That's expensive.
And free education.
That's a lot of money. You basically hand over your whole check.
Yeah.
97%?
Well, yeah. And you get free education, though. You know, what's his name was saying, vote for me and you'll get free education?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. And there's nothing free in this world, Raj. You're going to pay for it one way or another. Either the taxpayers will pay for it or you'll pay for it out of pocket. And if you're a taxpayer, you're going to pay for it anyhow. But here, it's the House bill presents four brackets, 12%, 25%, 35%, 39.6%. But there's a bubble rate, and I don't know if this bubble rate involves, I didn't get the details on this. I think it involves $1 million or more of net income. It's going to be 45.6%. Boom.
A lot of money.
Big bubble for the big earners. And then the Senate bill has seven brackets instead of four. 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, and 35, and 38.5%.
Now, before it's all said and done, the two sides have to be reconciled.
That's right.
And then the president has to agree, okay, I agree with all these changes, you can sign it, and then that's the final.
That's it.
So we'll see what happens. If you've got a question for Nick this afternoon, feel free to call in at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. It's Your Money with Nick Simonick, back after a few words here on WBOB.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issues suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM or uninsured motorist on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, attorney at law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by Security Center USA.
We offer a wide variety of products and services to fit not only your budget, but also the needs of the home at a fraction of the price. The safety of your family and your home is the dominant reason we exist.
One of the most important decisions you can make is how to provide the best protection for your family and home. Security Center USA uses a customized approach, offering protection from home invasions, burglary, vehicle theft, fire and medical alert, high-definition surveillance, video intercom, and GPS systems, just to name a few.
Your home security, your video surveillance, and your home automation, lights, locks, thermostats, life safety devices such as smoke detectors, carbon detectors, heat sensors, all-inclusive, one mobile app, super user-friendly. The best part, $12.95 is where the rates start at from a monthly perspective, and there is not a company I'm aware of in the country that can even get close to those rates.
Learn more at SecurityCenterUSA.com. For your professional financial services needs, Simonek & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Simonek & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040. Or online at Simonek.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonek is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
Welcome back to It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Simonek, here to answer your financial questions at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-TALK, and today talking about the proposed tax bill.
That
if it is passed, means that most of us, probably all of us, will be getting a tax cut.
Hey, well,
is everybody included in the proposal? But now that you're looking at more of the details.
Everybody's included in the proposal, but there are pluses for some people and minuses for others. So it all depends on your individual situation. You could get hit with more a bigger tax bill than you did last year if your situation falls into that, and we'll get into it in a few minutes about the different points of it.
Yeah. I'll probably ask you at some point about the rumor and innuendo I've been hearing about eliminating the home mortgage interest deduction, but you know, go ahead with what you're talking about. Just giving people a reason to stay tuned, right?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm going to talk about that too. So remind me at the last session of the show, Raj, so people could stay tuned in until then.
Okay.
Because it's really something.
It's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're talking about the difference between the House bill and the Senate bill. The House bill and Senate bill are changing the standard deduction. We've talked about that in the past, and we've given it, you know, 12,000 single and 24,000 married. But the House bill is really proposing 12,200 single and 24,400 married, filing jointly. The head of household in the House bill is 18,300. They didn't mention that in preliminary stuff. Now, the Senate bill is just rounding down. 12,000 single, 18,000 married filing, head of household, and 24,000 married filing joint.
Okay. Typical couple usually itemizes about how much?
A typical couple will itemize maybe between $14,000 and $16,000.
So this means most people will no longer need to itemize?
Well, depends, because okay, single individuals have to be taken into account. But let's just say it's 18,000 on the average for married filing jointly, and right now you get a 24,000 standard deduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a 24,000 standard deduction, stay tuned, because we'll talk about the exemptions in a minute.
Okay.
But also, you know, if you're blind or you're elderly, you get an extra $1,500 standard deduction around there. Well, the House bill eliminates that. The Senate bill keeps it in. So, for instance, if you're married filing jointly and you're blind, your standard deduction will go up to $25,500 or $26,000, right around there. But the House bill, it won't, because they don't care about elderly and they don't care about the blind.
So heartless.
I know. Cold-blooded, I'm telling you. Now, the state and local tax deduction, that's another thing that comes into play here. You know, state and local taxes mean income tax,
mm-hmm,
personal property tax. We don't have that in Florida. And real estate taxes. Well, if they're going to do away with it, the House bill repeals state and local deduction for income taxes and sales tax, and it caps the property taxes at $10,000. So if you pay $12,000 in property taxes, you can only deduct $10,000 of it.
Yeah. Now, you have clients all over America. Uh-huh. Here in Florida, we don't have the state income tax.
Right.
But people listening in Georgia, they do. Did uh-huh. they deduct that from this year's taxes or last year's taxes this year?
This year's taxes as well, because this is going to be effective in 2018.
Okay.
So, and if you live in Florida, this is a hot tip for you folks. If you're listening, you can make money on the IRS this year that you won't be able to make next year. And that is, and if you live in Florida, you're able to deduct sales taxes that you have. And the government has a sliding scale of what you can deduct in sales taxes, depending on how many people in the household and your income level. Well, in addition to that, they allow you to deduct high tax items like vehicles, motor vehicles, cars, boats, motorcycles, those kind of things. So if you're planning on buying a car in the next 6 months and you itemize, you need to buy the car this year before the end of the year so you can take the extra sales tax deduction on the car. Keep that in mind when you're shopping for cars. Now, that's in 2018, the House bill says we'll still keep property taxes up to $10,000. The Senate bill says, no, we're not going to give you any property tax deductions. It's all gone. So that's the difference between the two. And it's going to affect quite a few itemizers, if you ask me, because taxes are one of the big things on itemized tax returns, the Schedule A. And then we talked about this too, Raj, in prior programs. The pass-through tax treatment, that's where if you have a partnership or you have a sole proprietorship or you have a an S corporation, well, it's going to be capped at 25% according to the House bill. That means if your income level is above a certain amount, you'll pay 25% on the pass-through income from the S corporation, the dividends, basically, a maximum. But the first $75,000 of your income from the corporation will only be taxed at 9%, which is really cool.
Right. So there's typically a social engineering component to these tax laws. It seems, based upon what you're saying, that the government is probably trying to encourage people to start their own business, right?
Exactly right. And it's a good idea, you know, for those of you who have been looking to start your own business and say, but I'm afraid of the taxes. Well, the government's going to help you with that. The House bill says 9% on the first $75,000. Now, the Senate bill says there's a deduction for 17.4% of the pass-through income and no other preferential rate. So, for instance, if you have pass-through income of $100,000 from your S corporation, you don't have to pay tax on the first $17,400, according to the Senate bill, but the rest of it falls in with your ordinary income rates. So there are two different things.
Great.
There's a catch to the House bill, too, that $75,000. It's not in 2018. It's going to phase in over the next 5 years. They're going to stretch it out and get your money while they can. I'm just saying. That's what Uncle does.
Now, what would be the purpose for that? So the government agencies, their funding won't instantly dry up and they can, you know, more gradually acclimate to having less money? Or how does that work?
It's to get as much money as they can, as long as they can.
Right. But at the same time, there is economic theory, and you have a degree in economics, that when taxes drop, revenue to the government actually goes up.
Yeah, that's true, because of all the other things involved with it, which, you know, it includes the free market economy going up and things like that. But the corporate tax rate is going to change. First of all, the House bill says it's going to go to 20%. That's for C corporations, effective 2018. That Senate bill says it's going to go to 20% in 2019. So the Senate's stretching that out a bit. And if you go over these back and forth, you go, ooh, who's the best one to vote for? Or we don't get to vote on that. The House and Senate, as you said before, they have to come to agreement on it before anything's done with it. And they have to say, okay, we're going to compromise this and compromise that until both the House and the Senate agree on every issue. It won't be passed. So.
Okay, very interesting conversation going on today with Nick Semenik with Semenik & Associates CPA. If you've got a question, any money matter related at all, even if it's not tax-related, Nick is here to answer your question at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We will be back with more of It's Your Money on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Thank you.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is on every Monday from 2 o'clock till 3 here to answer your financial questions at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. And Nick always has done his homework and is giving us some very topical information about things going on in the news right now as it relates to your money. And that is the proposed tax law. President sent a budget to Congress. Senate got a copy. The House got a copy. And now they're making their adjustments to it and putting their 2 cents in, and hopefully they'll come to an agreement on what they want to finally do, making amendments and changes to what the president submitted, and then he'll either sign or veto it.
One of the three.
And then that will be what we end up paying in taxes. And Nick has been going through the tax bill and giving us some insights. And before the hour is up, we're going to let you know about some of the important things in the tax law that a lot of people are talking about right now. And they include specifically the home mortgage deduction, which could see some changes coming down the pike.
Exactly right, Raj. And before we do, for those of you who are just tuning in, I want to let you know that we're still looking for a couple of good accountants. If you have experience, public experience in tax or accounting, meaning that you've worked for a public accounting firm for at least three years, give us a call at 928-1040. Ask for Sean Simonick or email Sean at simonick@simonick.net. He'd love to get your resumes, also because we've been successful so far, Raj, and we hired Priscilla because she is a listener, and she's working out great. She's doing a great job for the company. So we want to make sure that we get a couple more good people so that we can add them to the staff. And don't forget to log in or download your app, the Pocket CPA, so you can start keeping your records very well so that you can take more deductions so that you don't have to pay Caesar any more than you're supposed to. That's it. Now, getting back to this, child tax credit. The child tax credit, right now it's $1,000 each child, and the credits phase out at $110,000 for married folks. The credit's going up to $1,600 for each child, and the phase out is $230,000 of adjusted gross income. So that means more folks will get the child tax credit and a higher child tax credit. Roger, you should not have let your daughters move out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Anyhow. I didn't have any say. They said, Daddy, we're going.
Gotcha.
And two of them left. Two are still home, though. It's heartbreaking for a father to watch his little girls move out. I don't know. For me. You probably were happy about it.
I was. Roxy. I had a party for both Roxy and Kim.
Going away
happy
party.
Happy days. I saw this little cartoon where the parents are standing in the front of the house and packing the kids' car to go off to college, and they're waving and crying. And as soon as the car goes off into the sunset, they put on party hats and they go in the house and party. Anyhow, that's the House bill. And the House bill also includes a $300 credit for a parent, if your parent's one of your dependents, or a non-child dependent, meaning if your dependent isn't a child, it's an adult, you get $300 credit.
This could mean, especially on each child who's already reached the age of majority or, you know, has become an adult, or maybe even a mom or a mother-in-law, father, father-in-law that are now living with you.
Mother-in-law.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Anyhow. The Senate bill has a $1,650 credit, and now some folks are saying it's a $2,000 credit for dependent children, but I think it's $1,650 from what I read. Also, they have that credit for non-child dependents, but it's $500 instead of $300. And it phases out at $500,000. For single people and $1 million for married people. So you get the tax credit even if your income's higher than the normal bear, so to speak. Now, Obamacare. Obamacare, the House bill says there's no change. We're going to keep it like it is. But there's a 3.8% investment income tax in the Obamacare bill, and a 0.9% payroll tax for higher income taxpayers. Well, the Senate wants to repeal that 3.8% investment tax. The House bill just wants to keep it. Now, even though the Senate bill is repealing it, if the House bill passes or gets pushed along and everybody agrees on it, President Trump's budget director said Sunday, yesterday, that the White House is willing to remove any contentious provision taking aim at the Affordable Care Act from the Republican tax overhaul plan. All that means is if they try and repeal any part of Obama tax, President Trump's happy about that. If they keep it the same as it was, he's not going to argue about it. So he won't veto it just for that. That's the bottom line on it. Now, the estate tax, that's where, and people say, well, I don't have to worry about the estate tax. Let me tell you the story about the two brothers who were farmers. These two brothers were farmers, and they were inherited a lot of land from their father, who inherited it from the grandfather, meaning they had very little basis on it. But when they sold the land, or actually before they sold the land, one of the brothers died, and the IRS wanted estate taxes because it was worth like $7 or $8 million. And the other brother had to sell some of the land in order to pay the estate taxes. So sometimes you don't think you're going to be affected by estate taxes, but it depends on what your parents and grandparents have owned that they're passing down to you. So for the House bill, they want to double the basic exclusion, which is $5.4 million, and repeal it after 2024. And the Senate bill says, let's double the basic exclusion, but let's not repeal it. So that's up in the air. But estate tax, I don't think it's fair, because you build all of your life, even if, you know, you are a multimillionaire, you've built that all of your life, and you've come from...
And you have been paying taxes on it all this time.
Exactly. That's after-tax money. That's after-tax buildings. That's after-tax land. You pay taxes on the money that you bought the land with. So it's after-tax money that they're going to charge you 40% on because you leave it to a descendant. I don't think that's fair.
Right. Now, are there ways you can at least minimize the tax liability by talking with a good CPA in advance, such as setting up trusts or giving gifts annually and moving it off and that kind of thing?
A good CPA, and we know how to do that stuff.
Okay.
Thanks for the plug, Rod.
Okay, just mention
I saw
that.
What you did there.
Yeah, I know that there's still the estate tax, but there are ways you can at least minimize it, maybe not make it go away 100%, but at least lower the liability, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So, it's important to know what to do when people are faced with that kind of situation so that we can help them avoid or minimize the tax effects on it. Because I was hearing about an entrepreneur who came up from, he was born in Alabama, and he was a son of a sharecropper. And he turned out to be a multi-gazillionaire through hard work and effort. And his family got nailed with the estate tax, big time. But there are ways that you can mitigate a lot of it if you do the planning. And education. Education, the House bill says, let's expand Section 529 plan, meaning let them put more money into the 529 plan, including K through 12, and expanded credit for K through 12 on the 529 plan. But that's only putting the money away tax free that you can start and use for private schools, kindergarten through 12th grade.
Right. I was wondering, K through 12, they usually don't have tuition unless, of course, it's a private school.
That's it. Okay. And they want to expand the 529 in the House to include it. The Senate bill wants to keep it the way it is. And there are seven tax incentives for the education, which we won't go into. But just to let you know, folks, the Senate doesn't want to change it. The House wants to do away with the tax credits as far as, and leave one expanded credit, but allow Section 529 to be used from K through 12th grade, which is, it used to be only for college education. So depending on which part of the bill passes, and those are the two sides that they're taking right now. We don't know how it's going to balance out. We do know that it could be subject to change unless the Senate has its way.
How long does it take for the Senate and Congress, the House of Representatives, to give us the final product at this point?
Well, they want to come up with a final proposal right after Thanksgiving.
Okay, we'll know something then, hopefully. 904-222-TALK is the number to call if you've got a question for Nick. 904-222-8255. And we will be back with more of It's Your Money, including maybe some information on the home mortgage deduction coming up after the break here on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issues suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM or uninsured motorist on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking. It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is brought to you by Security Center USA.
I'm Paul Norse, Security Center USA. We do electronic security for commercial environments, burglar alarms, intrusion alarms, video surveillance, automation, access control, the assets of the business, the food coming and going out of the doors and our medicine, productivity, and then again, liability.
Whether it's monitoring the cash register, shoplifting and theft, or vehicle management and misuse, Security Center USA has you covered.
Security, as we know it, has really evolved so much further from just keeping an eye for robberies and vandalisms and break-ins, and it's certainly great for that, but liability, protection of assets, and getting what you're paying for. We do a ton of 7-Elevens, more State Farm, Allstate, Nationwide, and independent real estate and insurance agencies, and I can even count Bono's Barbecue here in town and Luke Pizza Bar and Grill. I mean, every single one of them are our clients.
Security Center USA, the power of proven protection, online at securitycenterusa.com. It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the law office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The law office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's M-O-U-S-A-L-A-W.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville. For your professional financial services needs, Seminick & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Seminick & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at seminick.net. It's AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB, and every Monday from 2 o'clock till 3. Nick Seminick is here with us. Last week sent in his very qualified associates, Sean Seminick and Laura
Ship,
and answered some questions for us as well. Learned a lot. I learned some things. And
today, about the IRS.
About the Internal Revenue Service.
The Infernal Revenue.
Yes. And that sort of thing. And, of course, I'm sure our listeners learn things every day.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
And you keep listening, folks. You'll learn more, and pretty soon you'll be as knowledgeable as Rod. I'm just saying.
A little bit. Now, one thing I'm curious about is, how does the current tax law, at least the one that's being proposed, going to affect the home mortgage deduction? Right now, people pay their mortgage. They can write off the interest portion and if they itemize. But first of all, the standard deduction is going to be so high that most people probably won't need to. This is what I'm kind of gathering.
Some people won't need to, but some people will. Mm-hmm. If you're charitably minded and you give a lot to charity or your church, then those people will continue to use it. If you've got employee business expenses, those go away, as far as I know.
Mm.
Not good. But the mortgage interest, the way it stands now, as far as the proposals go, the House is saying we're going to cap the mortgage interest to deductible on mortgage interest for up to $500,000 in debt. So, for instance, and that's on houses bought after November 2nd, 2017. Don't ask me where they picked that date, but for instance, on November 3rd, if you bought a house and you got a $600,000 mortgage on it, you can only take 5/6 of the mortgage interest deduction because it's over $500,000.
To me, that makes it sound so complicated. Who's going to sit there and do that kind of math?
We are.
Okay. Seminick & Associates will. 904-928-1040.
Yeah, that's it. And then the Senate wants to keep it at the current $1 million debt. So right now, if people bought a $4 million house and got a, let's just say, a $2 million mortgage on it,
mm-hmm.
right now as it stands, you can only deduct half of the interest because it's $2 million in debt and you're only allowed up to $1 million. So 1 over 2 times whatever the interest rates, that's all you get. So that's how mortgage interest is looking to change. So far, so good, because they're not doing away with it entirely. But even in the House law or proposal, in the House bill, even if you bought your house, let's say, before November 2nd, and you owe $750,000 on it, you'll still be able to deduct the interest on it. So that doesn't... That doesn't go away for people who did it before November 2nd. Now, medical expenses. The House bill says they're doing away with medical expenses. Now, there aren't a lot of people who get to take medical expenses, Roger, because right now it's anything above 10% of your adjusted gross income, right?
So if you're making $100,000 a year, that means you have to spend
Over $10,000
a year on your doctor's visits and your prescriptions. And
right.
Most people aren't doing that. Some are, not a lot.
A lot are not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Senate bill says let's continue deducting over 10% of adjusted gross income. Well, why is this important? It's another mark against elderly taxpayers, Raj. For instance, if an elderly taxpayer has saved up money all their lives for medical expenses, and they wind up in a medically assisted facility, and they're paying $5,000 a month to stay in that facility, and that's a medical expense deduction.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people who are situated like that have higher income on the front end. And if they do away with this medical expense deduction, these people are going to hurt big time tax-wise. So it's really not fair to the elderly who have to rely on the deduction for some tax relief, especially spending as much money as they're spending. People don't think about long-term care. Most people don't, because they're not in the situation. As soon as they get in the situation, it's a whole different ballgame.
Now, suppose someone's got an insurance policy that they got, maybe their employer-based insurance that took care of long-term care as far as a fringe benefit that they were able to use after retirement. Is that affected? Is that considered income? How does that work?
No, it's not considered income, but then the long-term care expenses are not deductible because they had the insurance.
Okay.
That's if they deducted the insurance. Student loan interest. Right now, you're allowed to take up to $2,500 on the front of your return against the student loan interest you pay up to a certain income level. Well, the House wants to do away with deducting student loan interest altogether. The Senate says, let's just keep it the way it is. So we've got to see how that pans out for both of them. And as far as what both House and Senate agree on, Raj, they agree on keeping the adoption credit. The adoption credit is now $13,570 per child you adopt.
It's a one-time credit or every year?
No, it's a credit for against the adoption expenses you incur.
I see. Okay.
So I had a client who adopted 7 children from Russia. And he got a huge adoption credit. But so they want to both keep it. They want to both keep charitable donations as well. And that includes if you're over 70 and a half and you have to take minimum required distributions, you can have them transferred to your charity and not take them as income. So that's another thing. Earned income credit, both want to keep. Personal exemptions, both want to scrap. AMT, both want to drop. Alternative minimum tax, and we talked about that before. It's a phantom tax, and it's no good. So it looks like both are going to repeal the state and local income tax deduction, though, so that's out of there. And for high-tax states like California and New York, people are up in arms because they pay a lot of state income tax that they can no longer deduct.
Yeah.
It's going to be we'll see how it pans out.
I would imagine a lot of people from New York and California might be moving to places like Florida, where there's no state income tax.
Exactly. Here we go again.
So we have to wait and see how that works out.
Yeah.
904-928-1040, if they need some tax or any type of financial professional service you can handle.
We can handle it.
Okay.
We've got the technology, Raj.
Okay. 904-928-1040. And, man, it's been a very quick hour that zoomed by.
I know. It zoomed by because we were busy talking.
Okay. You can get the Pocket CPA at your app store, Pocket CPA. The Pocket CPA. And download it and take advantage of maximizing your deductions. If you missed the program in its entirety, you can hear the Encore edition on our sister station, FM 100.3, The Biz, Saturdays at 5.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Semenek. Semenek & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Semenek Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SemenekCPA.com.